Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny and Dusty.
All right, my rock smashes your scissors.
No, not these scissors, pal. This is a special titanium steel alloy developed by NASA for the space program. These scissors that smash the Interraptor smithereens.
No, not this rock. This rock happens to be kryptonite.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
No!
The Fan.
All right, hour number three, Danny and Dusty on this Friday afternoon. A beautiful Friday afternoon. Les Grossman is my co-host for this segment. He's here.
That's a Jeff good choice.
Jeff Rust is here as well. No Danny Morang. He's at the Nike Hoop Summit. We'll be back on Monday. Unless something happens summiting the hoop, and I don't know. We don't want to be presumptuous here.
No.
You can watch on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan, Twitch.tv/1080The Fan, or 1080AM The Fan.
Yes.
You got to get the AM in there. Or 99.5 HD2 in the Odyssey app. So thanks for listening, everybody. Love y'all. Love y'all out there. Let's take a little inventory of Oregon football here. Midway through spring ball. Spring game, April 27th. Spring games are going to get going this weekend. Fox is airing the Ohio State spring game this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, they've got the Ohio State spring game, which that could get a massive number. We just talked about this last hour. There's no NBA games
tomorrow
on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
So, I mean, they're really just going up against the Masters.
Baseball and golf.
Yeah.
Baseball and golf is what they're going up against. So, Fox has got the Ohio State spring game, which I'm going to be very interested in because of the fact that so many new moving parts. They went into the portal and they dominated the dojo with the portal. But then also what they did with their coaching staff. They go and they get Chip Kelly, head coach at UCLA. He goes, now you have the brain trust of Ryan Day and Chip Kelly, which people can, you know, criticize them as head coaches all they want over the last couple of years, but their offensive minds individually are brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
You bring them together, Ohio State's going to be a problem. They are going to be a big problem.
Yes.
In college football. And I think all Oregon and Washington fans, USC and UCLA fans, all eyes should be on that game as well, because as you enter the Big Ten, that is now a conference opponent. Next weekend, Fox is airing the Michigan spring game. And then the following Saturday, April 27th, you got Oregon kicking off their spring game. That game is going to be on the Pac-12 network.
Is that their last show?
No. Dang.
Too soon.
Yeah. But look, Oregon's got some big holes that they got to fill. I mean, you think of this. Bo Nix, Troy Franklin, Jackson Power Johnson, Bucky Irving, Kyrie Jackson, Brandon Dorlus. Those are six bona fide draft picks. I mean, JPJ, everywhere you look right now, you are seeing first round grade on him and first round pick. You know, Bo Nix could be a guy that you do see enter day one of the draft. More than, likely than not, day two.
Probably. But yeah, he's borderline.
But the new Mel Kiper mock draft that has that is up right now has the New York Giants trading up to the 33rd pick, getting Bo Nix with that 33rd pick, the first pick of the second round, with Malik Nabers being the pick for the Giants at six?
Six?
Yeah, yeah, at six.
Sounds about right.
Because it goes Arizona, L.A., and then I believe the Giants are sitting right there. But you have those six players just in and of themselves, huge shoes to fill.
Yes.
Then you add on top of that some of the role players that are going to be gone, whether it is, you know, Evan Williams or Casey Rogers, Popo Amavai. There are, this is one time where, like, if you rewind a handful of years ago, you go rebuild year, not reload year. The transfer portal obviously has changed the game, and then Oregon's ability to recruit over the last, you know, six, 7 years has amplified things to where it is a retool and a reload as opposed to a rebuild. And that is, there are always going to be question marks, though. And as much as, you know, getting the transfer portal additions of Dylan Gabriel and Dante Moore, they're huge for Oregon in the quarterback room. They absolutely are. But the one thing that nobody could take away was not just from last year, the experience that Bo Nix had, but it was year two at Oregon and familiarity with the pieces around him. Now, the system was different, slightly different with Will Stein as opposed to Kenny Dillingham.
Right.
But the everything was conceptually the same, the offensive line, your skill guys, all the same. It was an easy transition for Bo Nix into Will Stein last year. The quarterback room, Dylan Gabriel, I mean, you sit there and you go, all right, the guy who quite literally has the most starts in college football history, you are replacing him with the guy who, if he plays every game, will have the most starts in college football history.
Hey, nothing like experience, right?
And that is huge. And look, by all accounts and everything that you hear, Dylan Gabriel is that guy, right? We know him from his time at Central Florida. Before the injury, he was an electric player at Central Florida. Then he goes to Oklahoma, and he was really damn good at Oklahoma last year. Last year especially, the last couple of years, he is that guy.
Yes.
The depth, though, is what is the most important part, because you when you go through spring ball, you start hearing the same names over and over again from the media availability, right? And you hear, like, Dante Moore, he's got every tool to be that guy. But then you hear the names Austin Novosad, who last year was a guy that they brought in late, and he was an early enrollee, and he came in kind of midway through spring ball.
Right.
And he was raw and young, but you keep hearing his name pop up. Luke Moga, the four-star recruit out of Arizona that they got, which I love the fact that you have an early enrollee quarterback and a kid who commits and stays with it even after Dylan Gabriel and Dante Moore come on board. He's like, I love to compete. So you have a solid core of guys that could play right now. And then the developmental aspect, when you continue to hear the name Novosad pop up in the media availabilities, when players and coaches are talking about his growth and development, you're looking at that room is going to be okay. And that step back from Bo Nix, look, there will be a step back. Bo Nix was special.
Yeah.
Bo Nix was a special quarterback.
Yeah. Well, he was perfect for what they were asking him to do and for the system that they had.
And that is not as drastic of a step back as, you know, it seems on the surface because of Dylan Gabriel, because of the depth that is behind him. But also because I think I'm really excited about the receiver room that Oregon has. It's deep, man. I mean, you're looking at it just on the surface of guys that are returning, right? Tez Johnson, Treshawn Holden, Gary Bryant Jr. You've heard, you know, the rumblings of, you know, a healthy and some seasoning on Jurion Dickey in that receiver room. Kyler Kasper is a guy that expectations are he takes that next step up, and it's a big body target. Mm-hmm. Kasper is a monster. He is so damn tall. He's like 6'6", 6'7".
That's tall.
A very tall receiver and skilled. But then you start comfort and growth in the offense, especially with those last two, Jurion Dickey and Kyler Kasper. You're looking at six deep, right? And then you add the sixth, Evan Stewart, the Texas A&M transfer. He could have the potential to be that game-changing wide receiver. And look, Troy Franklin was that guy that everybody kind of been waiting for at Oregon, right? The guy who, third down, you knew you could rely on him, but he was also primed for a big play. Mm-hmm. Evan Stewart is a dude. Mm-hmm. He's not small. He's physically put together. And that receiver room is six deep where you feel comfortable if you were to start like have to play a game like today, right?
Yeah.
Just on those names, if you were to roll out, you know, you're starting four wide receivers of Evan Stewart, Tez Johnson, Treshawn Holden, and then Gary Bryant Jr., those are knowns that you have right there. And that doesn't include guys that are early enrollee freshmen like Jeremiah McClellan, who came in as a highly touted prospect, Dylan Gresham, who comes in as a highly touted prospect at receiver. You enter this season with a lot of knowns of what you have in that room. And that I'm saying that to say it eases any of those. All right, Bo Nix was special because it was not just the experience he had, but it was year two in the Oregon system and familiarity with it. The skill positions around Dylan Gabriel, who has experience out the yin yang, but also has guys who have been in or either been in the system for a while for Oregon or is a seasoned receiver like Evan Stewart, who is a number one, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you add the running back room where the return of Noah Whittington, Jordan James, Jaden Lamar are back. That D2 transfer from Northwest Missouri State, Jay Harris, where I know that it kind of flew under the radar because it was like he's a D2 guy who transferred. I flipped on tape of that dude. He is big, strong, and fast. He's a mover, man. I mean, it is when you look at that running back room, all of a sudden you've got four again. And do you have Bucky Irving and the versatility of Bucky Irving? It's going to be hard to replace, but Noah Whittington is a guy that you can rely on as a back out. I thought Jordan James as a receiver became more and more reliable as last season went on as well.
Yeah, there's, like you said, this is going to be a new look team. I think it's very exciting to see how some of these new pieces that we've just seen some flashes from, who didn't get a ton of playing time before, will be under a bigger spotlight.
Also, the tight end room with Terrence Ferguson, Patrick Herbert, and then Kenyon Sadiq, who yesterday we heard from Drew Maringer, the tight ends coach, raving about Kenyon Sadiq, who was a freshman last year, got some run, got his first touchdown in the Fiesta Bowl last January.
Uh-huh.
You have the receiving threats and the blocking threats can kind of be that extension. We talk about this all the time. I truly do believe with this era in college football, in football in general, the tight end position is more valuable than it's ever been before.
Yeah.
And to have those guys that you can kind of lean on. And then this isn't to say, have you seen the pictures of this Roger Sapalaga?
No.
True freshman out of Utah.
Uh-huh.
Early enrollee. I saw a picture of the dude rolling into practice, and it was like, that's a grown-ass man. That is not a kid that should be in high school. And you take, like...
He's a big-ass boy.
He's a big-ass boy. He's a big-ass... There is different dudes that are rolling in right there.
Yeah.
And then the offensive line, offensively... Jackson Powers Johnson, that's the biggest question mark that you have. I mean, yeah. Oregon went from Alex Forsyth to JPJ as their starting center.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, every other position, and this may be kind of where everything kind of falls into place, is where the comfort is at guard. Because they went from an NFL caliber center in the Remington Award winner in Jackson Powers Johnson replacing that is way harder than we give it credit for. Center is the most important position because he's the brain of the operation.
Yes.
He sets your protections. He identifies and communicates on both sides of the offensive line.
Yeah, and literally has his hand on the ball every play.
Now, your right tackle is far more important with a left-handed quarterback in Dylan Gabriel this year. But the tackles are set. The guards, you have experience coming back. That center position, that is the one where in the spring game, we very rarely, everybody's going to be focused on all the skill position guys that we just talked about. Mm-hmm. That center position is going to be where my focus is on because of the fact that they went from NFL guy, Remington Award finalist, to Remington Award winner in a year.
Yeah.
And that does not happen.
No.
That position offensively is the most important for me in this spring ball, and everything else will fall into place around it.
Yeah, this I'm excited to see what happens and see if maybe this year old Coach Lanning can get that Washington monkey off his back.
This is definitely a year to do it.
Yeah,
they lose a lot, and Jed Fish is a damn good football coach at UW. Mm-hmm. But what they are having to replace, they did not go about it because they didn't backload recruiting classes like Oregon has.
Yeah.
And they were not as active in the portal in getting and landing the big name players. Now, this is not Washington is going to be a tough game. It always will be.
Yes.
It always will be. But you're right. That is kind of the next step as everybody looks at. In the defense, we're talking about the big shoes to fill offensively. Mm-hmm. The defense has got some massive ones too. Let's dive into that a little bit because the portal with Evan Stewart, Dylan Gabriel, Dante Moore, they got a lot there. Defensively, they got a ton out of the portal, and as we're at the midway point of spring ball, we heard from one of their portal guys yesterday who he could be a real dude for the Ducks next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dusty on The Fan.
All right, talk about Oregon's offense and kind of the retooling that we will see. A lot of familiar names, a lot of new names coming in. But that center position is the one that everybody's kind of going to have their eyes on as spring game is April 27th. We're midway through spring ball for the Ducks down in Eugene. On the defensive side of the football, look, There's no other way to put it. Like, the defensive line is going to be the one where eyes will be at, because Brandon Dorlus, Popo Amavai, and Casey Rogers, very tough to replace. Easing that blow is Jordan Birch back for another year, Keon Ware-Hudson, Ben Roberts, all returning. That helps. But Dorlus, if you look at Dorlus, the eighth-ranked defensive tackle in this draft on a lot of places. Moving up, though, and you see guys like Jim Nagy, the Senior Bowl executive director, he's like, that drop-off from like 1, 2, 3 and where Dorlus is not that far. And we may see Brandon Dorlus going on day two of the draft. And those are big shoes to fill on the interior. It'll be interesting to see who emerges from a young group. You got, was it Jeremy Caldwell, the transfer out of Houston? He's coming in this year. It's a young group in the middle, but with Ware-Hudson, Roberts, and Birch back, that one is going to be, especially in the Big Ten, where you have to be stout up the middle of your defense. What eases that a little bit is that they're absolutely loaded on the edge on the defensive lines with Mateo Ungalale and Blake Purchase, Bryce Betcher on the interior, who they kind of move him inside, outside. But Tatum Tuioti, who we saw as a freshman last year, come up with big plays, and Amarion Winston. The edge is loaded. And then you have Elijah Rushing, the prospect that he was the late flip from Arizona on signing day. He does not look like, we were talking about Sepulaga, the tight end from Utah, who came in as a true freshman early enrollee. This kid is 6'6", 250 in every bit of it. He should be a high school senior. He should be going, get ready to go to prom.
Man.
And these guys are rolling out there. Edge is going to be loaded. That eases the blow. And then you have that linebacking core, especially on the interior, when you have Jeffrey Boss, who's coming off the Fiesta Bowl MVP, and Justin Jacobs, who once he got healthy, you saw how damn good he was in the interior. And going with Bryce Betcher, they kind of floated him on the inside linebacker and outside linebacker positions. That can ease kind of what you're doing on the interior of your defensive line, because that front seven is very stout everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The defensive backfield, I'm really excited to see for Oregon, because we just heard from Kobe Savage yesterday for the first time since he transferred in from Kansas State. Dude looks like he can squat the entire team. Like, he is a load. And at Kansas State, he was a missile all over the field. Now, when you are replacing so many key pieces from the secondary from a year ago, obviously Kyrie Jackson was an absolute dude for Oregon. And having a long, rangy corner, Evan Williams was kind of that do-everything. And you see in Kobe Savage, from what he did at Kansas State, very similar in respect to a guy that can be a Swiss Army knife for you in coverage, run support, kind of being all over the field. And I feel like Dan Lanning and Tosh Lapointe, that's the way they're going to use him. Very similar to, you know, Evan Williams, which we saw last year, tackles for loss, Evan Williams was third on the team. That's your safety coming up in support and being your third leading tackler for loss. He is going to be invaluable to the development and growth of this team. And then you replace Kyrie Jackson with Jabbar Muhammad from Washington, which you think of the blow that gave to Washington secondary. Mm-hmm. That was one guy who would have been returning from a team that lost so much, especially on the offensive side of the football. Those guys are going to be huge, but you pair them with Tysheem Johnson, which we saw his growth, especially in that Utah game, came up huge for Oregon a couple of times. Nico Reed, Jahlil Florence, and then Roderick Pleasant, who got some run, and then the injury bug started biting. But the guy, like, you look for these rangy, long corners, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they got, I think, a guy who's flying under the radar that to kind of keep an eye on for a guy who's going to get a lot of playing time, but nobody really knows about, is Sione Laule, the JUCO transfer, okay. San Mateo, 6'4", corner.
That's a big ass boy.
You're looking for them pterodactyls out on the outside, right? And long, rangy guys to kind of flip the difference stylistically, and this is what it's all about, right? Speed and size, length, right? you can flip in between those stylistically with who you're playing in a Big Ten conference, right? Because if you're playing lining up against Ohio State, it's a completely different style than if you are lining up against an Iowa team, right? Where you want a longer rangy guy who on the outside can just give hell to wide receivers that they don't want to throw the ball to anyway, but eliminators at the line of scrimmage, long rangy guys, huge.
Yeah.
In especially like Iowa's one, Wisconsin is another, the physicality that those schools bring to the line of scrimmage, you're going to want to sit there and you want to play them a little bit tighter to the line of scrimmage. That is kind of where the portal and that those stacking of recruiting classes, the defense is making a lot more sense in the vein of what Dan Lanning has done in his previous stops, whether it's Alabama or Georgia, and now at Oregon, you're starting to see kind of filling those holes with those guys that make that sense. It is like, there's a lot of reason for optimism at Oregon because of what they were able to do in the transfer portal and getting those instant band-aids, because there's a lot of youth on this team. There's no way about that. We think of a guy like Roderick Pleasant, who's fast as hell,
mm-hmm.
and can run with anybody in the country. But they are young and inexperienced. You go to the portal, you get a guy like Jabbar Muhammad, you get a guy like Kobe Savage. You're putting those band-aids on until ultimately it is growth and development of what Oregon is looking at.
Yeah, and the one thing it seems like that Lanning has done well since he's been here is it can be easy to get sucked into recruiting and think of it maybe, I guess, as a you know, this year type thing. But he's been good about trying to look forward and look ahead to see what holes will need to be filled and when.
You just gotta, like, in a lot of this is you're taking it in as a fan and you are going through and, you know, the videos that get posted of post practice stuff. It's all the stuff of looking at the recruiting, look at what they've done in the portal, and hearing the names that keep popping up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep popping up. That's what spring ball is all about, like reading those tea leaves, because we won't really know until April 27th what this looks like. And one thing that we saw last year with their spring game is the breaking up of their team. It's not ones versus twos.
Mm-hmm.
It is they distribute the talent evenly and then bring it together for the spring game. But
yeah.
We've heard a lot of names coming out of guys in that development and growth, and it's been fun to see, man.
And I part of me, you know, this is maybe just picking nits here, but part of me wonders why more programs and schools, they don't do, why they continue to go ones versus twos.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting one, because if you look at what that does, is it establishes your pecking order,
mm-hmm.
and guys know, like, I'm a two, I'm a three.
Right.
Whereas when you split it up evenly, and that's what a lot of most of the big programs do,
mm-hmm.
is they just split it up evenly and they don't have a depth chart.
Okay.
They don't have a depth chart.
Right.
Because you know what the depth chart does? Sends guys to the portal.
Right. Yeah. No, exactly.
And what this does is it allows them to compete on an even plane with the guys that are around them.
Mm-hmm.
In that, it's really interesting to see. All right, 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. All right, we've got quite a few votes in on this, and the takes are flying after Restra Sports Center.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do that to me one more time.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Right, we have a pull up at Danny and Dusty, inspired by the great Damon Stoudemire. Better fast food burger joint, Burgerville or In-N-Out? This stems from Damon Stoudemire at 8:20 Pacific time, which would be 11:20 where he is the head men's basketball coach at Georgia Tech, tweeted, unprompted, a response to a Portland Business Journal, in and out, inching closer to Portland, Burgerville is better. And first place he goes to is Burgerville anytime he's in Portland. And he's having none of this in and out stuff. Which is better? 62.1% saying Burgerville, 37.9%.
Are dummies. For bad taste.
In and out. The takes are a flying. The takes are a flying here. I'm tempted to vote for In-N-Out just because of how expensive Burgerville burgers have gotten. It's $4 for a plain cheeseburger versus $5 for a double-double with toppings and animal style. Like,
I think it's like
on.
$3.29 for the burger, but you
okay.
Know.
We have a Burgerville has gotten way better on with their wait time. They used to take for freaking ever.
Yeah,
now,
Burgerville was not speedy.
Now that they've unionized, they're as fast as anyone on getting orders out. Because of that massive improvement, got to put them above In-N-Out.
Now, going back to that previous comment, what would you rather have? A good, a very fine, somewhat more expensive, tasty burger or a cheaper hunk of crap?
I would. I don't think In-N-Out is a hunk of crap, though. That's where my pushback is. But the price is pretty similar. And you know what? I like just the regular cheeseburger from Burger.
That's what I get every time.
That, I do too.
Like two of them.
Like a lot of people, though, they're like, go Tillamook cheeseburger or die. Mm-hmm. Dude, I'll take the regular.
Yeah.
I take the regular every time I get two of those bad boys. Let's roll. Let's party.
Absolutely.
Better quality food, Burgerville. Best value, In-N-Out. Burgerville's too expensive. And then we have Tom who just says, I've never been to either one, which is wild.
Does he live here? I don't understand. Like, if you're a longtime resident here and you've lived here a long time, I don't understand how you've never been to a Burgerville.
Me neither. We have one vote for Little Big Burger. We have a couple folks are saying, like, I'd rather have, like, Killer Burger or Little Big Burger.
Well, that's all fine and dandy, but that's not the
It's not the conversation we have here. Yeah. It's not the conversation at hand.
Killer Burger's great. Five Guys is great. Little Big Burger, just fine. It's been a while since I've been there, but yeah.
Since we moved buildings, I used to go to Little Big Burger all the time.
Yeah.
At the old building. We were right down the street. Yeah, Little Big Burger was good. They've
it was
got
walking
the,
distance.
Yeah. And they had they have the truffle fries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
And the fry sauce is really good too.
Right.
I'm a bit of a burger connoisseur. It is what I grew up with.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with the Burgerville too, is you gotta get a side of the Burgerville spread for your fries.
Yeah. I mean, in like growing up in the burger world, it was a big deal for me. Like pizza hard to screw up, right? Pizza hard to screw up. Mm-hmm. Burgers very easy to screw up. Too greasy, too dry. Your toppings have got to be on point, and the bun selection is crucial. And I will say, Burgerville superior bun.
Yeah,
superior bun.
Yeah.
Superior bun.
Absolutely.
On that one. So keep the votes coming in. This is going to be a vicious cockfight to the end. And right now, Burgerville running away. More votes. Oh, more votes have come in. And Burgerville up to 62.6% of the vote.
Hello, friends.
While In-N-Out is at 37.4%. This is Dustin J. Hera. Not my real middle name. With your serious news report.
What is it? What do we got? What are we flying with over there for the middle moniker? Is it like a Dustin Allen?
What is my actual middle name?
Dustin Robert.
What is my actual middle name?
Yeah.
Andrews.
Andrews.
Yeah.
Plural.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
A lot of generations in the Hera family have that
really?
Middle name. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's family name.
I think Bennett is like seven. The seventh one to have it.
He's got Andrews too?
Yeah, he does.
Excellent.
He's got it.
Right on.
He's got it.
That's cool.
I was going for Machine Gun, but that got shot down. and so we went with the family name.
I just don't even know how to respond to that.
My wife didn't either.
Other than with no.
No. No. All right. We'll wrap this bad boy up before we hand you off to primetime with Sook. For the YouTubers watching, Val Kilmer, the great Doc Holliday.
Yeah, he's your Huckleberry.
Is my co-host for this segment after Les Grossman was with us. A surprise guest for our final co-host in the chair of death, because it did start with Kim Jong-un. So, kind of got to call it that. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
As the Portland Trailblazers embark on a quest to wrap up one of the worst records in the NBA, they are one game back of both San Antonio and Charlotte, currently sitting with the fifth worst record in the NBA. They could bolster their lottery odds with the help of the Boston Celtics tonight. Boston plays Charlotte. And on the injury report for the Boston Celtics, get ready for this one. Okay. 62-18, a 13-game lead on the second place Milwaukee Bucks. And the injury report for Boston includes Jaylen Brown, left hand sprain, out. Jrue Holiday, patella tendinopathy, out. Al Horford, big toe sprain, out. That sounds painful. Kristaps Porzingis, don't really need anything there, but he's out. Jason Tatum, right knee contusion, out. Derek White, left ankle sprain, out. If you're wondering who that leaves them with, it is Jordan Walsh, Xavier Tillman, Jaden Springer, Nemus Queta, Peyton Pritchard.
Hey.
Jrue Peterson, Zvi Mihalik, Luke Kornet, Sam Hauser, J.D. Davison, and O'Shea Brissett.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
There is a chance. Look, but I'll go back to the Blazers did not try to win that game and found a way to win against Charlotte. All right?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. So you got that going for you, which is nice.
Which is nice.
Masters update. Tiger Woods set the record. He has surpassed Freddie Couples, Gary Player, for the most consecutive Masters cuts made, 24 in a row. He went even par today, one over for the tournament. He is 8 strokes back of Scottie Scheffler, who is on the 12th hole right now at 1 under par on today's round, 7 under overall. Max Homa, Bryson DeChambeau, both in the clubhouse at 6 under par. And this leaderboard is shaping up to be awesome heading into the weekend. Yeah. But you know what could be even better for us? Tomorrow we could have a weekend pairing. Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson.
Oh, that would be gold.
Wouldn't that be money? There's a very real possibility that we could have Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods y'all together. Phil just bogeyed 14, and so he is at 2 over par now. We need him. We need a birdie. We need a birdie. All right.
If that pairing does happen,
yes.
What do you place the over under at in terms of words spoken to each other?
7.
Yeah.
7.
I feel like that'd be yeah.
Actually, no. I think they're going to be more chatty.
You think so?
I think they will be. I think they will. I think they will be.
You think they've let you know bygones be bygones?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, older, gentler, both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them are.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. A guy who's in jeopardy of missing the cut right now, Wyndham Clark, U.S. Open winner. He is 3 over on today's round, and he's on the 11th hole. He is at 4 over par. If you look at the...
Which is the current cut, at least at last check.
Nope. It has bumped up to plus 5.
Oh, okay.
It has bumped up to plus 5. So if you get to 6 over, you out, my dude. So some guys getting very lucky there with that cut line creeping up. Scores have not been low today. They have not been low.
I think I saw the best round so far today is a 3 under.
Yeah. Ludvig Åberg. 3 under par. 69. Nice. Best score of the day in the clubhouse, and the scores obviously in the afternoon have gone way up there. All right.
It's breezy out there.
Great week of shows. Thank you for being a part of all of our shows this week. We will see you Monday from noon to 3. Up next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's primetime with Buck and Souk. A special thank you to my co-host today, John Daly, Ryan Gosling, Sam Elliott, Gene Hackman, Val Kilmer, Les Grossman as Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise as Les Grossman. And then the great Walter Sochak.
Over the line!
And a very far less thank you to Kim Jong-un, who started our co-host, because I didn't have one today. All right, primetime's up next. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.